Welcome to Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio, powered by The Barbershop. In this podcast, we'll bring you the latest insights and trends from industry leaders in advertising and marketing. Join us as we dive into discussions that shape the future of our industry.
Thank you so much, everybody. I'm Ruth Mortimer, Advertising Week's Global President, and I'm joined by Salvatore Intanolo, who is the Chief Growth Officer at Mint. Now, Salvatore, I'm going to ask you, first of all, tell us about Mint.
Okay. First of all, thank you for being here and for having invited myself. Mint is a global software company that has a global footprint here in the United Kingdom, in the US, in France, in Germany, in South America and Brazil. And we are a B2B SaaS that delivers a software, an end-to-end software streamlining the entire advertising process using automation and AI.
Excellent. Well, I'm all in fan of streamlining. As long as I'm not streamlined, I'm all good with it. So tell me about, what do you think? Let's start at the kind of top level. As someone who sees C-suite yourself, what do you think are the really big opportunities for automation and AI to help marketers?
We have listened up to now to how AI and automation can support creativity. We are all very much, feeling a great passion when we see generative AI and creativity. It's now starting to move also into media budget and so operational enhancement activities more and more. Just some numbers I'm using, some statistics. Almost 75% of market leaders will start over the next 12 to 18 months to use AI and automation to run budgeting and planning programs and attitudes. How can I spend my money in a better way? This means that silos, the division between marketing and advertising technologies, are getting weak and weak. And so softwares are now entering both brands and media agencies in supporting this transformation for, you know, running through these softwares a real change in how the operating model is up to now or was up to now.
It's very exciting. Does this mean I can automate my CFO and I never have to speak to him again?
Somehow, you are, for the first time, we have customers that are able to argue with CFOs if they get a cut in their budgets at the end of the year, in the last quarter. We all know that. I was sitting on the other side. I was previously vice president at Stellantis. So I was trying to, protect my budgets. But it's the first time where we have marketeers able to argue with CFOs and CEOs what is happening if they cut money or if they get some extra money to launch the last quarter or the next quarter.
That's very interesting. So tell me a bit, because we've gone outside the marketing suite there. You talk a lot about the need for AI-enabled teams. What are AI-enabled teams?
This is a good question. Just let me give you just a dimension of what's the global value market when we talk about AI within AI application within marketing. In 2023, it was almost, the global market value was almost $27 billion. Wow. This year, it will be 36, and up to 2028, it will be 100 plus billion. So this means that the global value market is growing by almost 30% each year. So when it comes now to the people that are involved in using those technologies, again, on the brand side, on the company side, or on the media agency side, we see, let's say, three main directions that are key. The first one is to substitute, as you said before, any robotic task through machines. So we say in our payoff, empower human thinking. So humans should stop doing robotic tasks and should be more prepared in reading numbers and outputs of what machines can do. And this is the first one. The second key element is about being able to manage huge data infrastructure. Because, of course, we are talking about billions of data that are available. And these data can tell you every second where you are going or where you should go or what you should change every day. And then the last point is about being, we say always, technologically savvy. Be able, we heard it this morning, about embracing the changement that is on a daily basis. It's not anymore technologies are changing continuously. We also are changing continuously our technology, doing the evolution to face the latest trend. So when it comes to people, and when it comes maybe in some cases to yourself, please be prepared to have an holistic view. The marketeers of the future must be advertising specialists, marketing specialists, must be people able to manage a project. Launching and running an advertising campaign from A to Z thanks to a data-driven approach. I always say the stomach-driven approach is over. I was used to it when I was CMOs, you know, the quarterly media plan to be discussed and then all these Excel sheets up and down and briefings and the agencies coming back. Imagine now to have a shared platform where you can give an input and on the other side there's somebody else, maybe sitting with the agency, that is giving you immediately real-time and response on what you are looking for. Both from companies versus agencies or from agencies versus companies real-time across what the backbone is of the advertising activity. Developing the strategy, setting KPIs, setting objectives, setting the amount of money you want to invest and measure it real-time. The real challenge is to be able to analyze and measure those data real time and decide if you want to change something or if you need to change something. Here's where AI gives you support. Hey, giving you objectives, every second you are able to say, oh, I'm on pace, I'm on a good trajectory, or I can change something. The machine tells you, suggests you to change or not, and you decide to accept or not.
So you feel effectively AI is actually going to give marketers and creatives more control over their messaging and where they take it next. What can AI do beyond creative tasks? We talked about finance. I was very excited about that one. Very excited to hear how my budgeting will go in future. But what about other non-creative tasks that so many of us do?
All of them. All of them. Imagine, there is one key element. First of all, still in the infrastructure. People without data, without the process, and without technologies cannot face this revolution we are facing currently. So it is very much important. CMOs are starting now to announce that they would like to change their teams, as we said before, AI-enabled teams. So what can you do? You can do an analyze for each of your channels, for each of your advertising campaign, real time, nowadays also with a common taxonomy, because of course we have Google, we have Meta, we have Advertising Week, we have the Telegraph, but each of them uses their own taxonomy. Platforms like ours are enabling you to have a homogeneous view on how your activity is going, on how your performance versus your objectives is running. It enables you to, you know, change the way you are running your advertising campaign in flight. This is where the technology is giving you high level. I'm giving you an helicopter view, but you can drill down until the last penny to have a full governance and a full control of what's going on.
But while you might have a full view, what about the media landscape? Because the channels you mentioned, it's very fragmented. Yes. It's not all the same space. How do you manage that?
By consolidating tools, by enabling you being the orchestrator of having all of these views, all of these channels available on one spot. We have heard about holistic views. It's really about having a real holistic view. Example given, now talking about Mint, we have more than 500 pre-built connectors. So you can touch and integrate everything. And if it doesn't exist, it can be developed in 1 or 2 weeks with a dedicated API, and you are connected with your DSPs, you are connected with your analytics, you are connected with the publishers, you can be connected with your media mix modeling tool, you can be connected with everything. So it's about, I always say, I've been running sales operations in my previous career. Every morning, a sales director or sales responsible is opening his dashboard to see if he sold and where, how much, if he's in line with his objectives. Now imagine that marketing is going to break this barrier and give you exactly the same approach.
Look, that's very exciting. I guess one of the questions I would ask is, even though we're getting rid of the CFO and replacing him with AI, she might still ask about efficiency. Tell me a bit about how this helps with that, because that's one of the promises of AI.
Being efficient and being effective is what, we heard this morning, doing more with less or getting more with less. Efficiency and automation, so data, the more data you are putting into your own repository, the more efficient and the more effective is the predictive planning in what is going to come next. Example given has nothing to do with advertising, but I don't know how many of you know that the best weather forecast in Europe is done by the French. And you know why? Because they started early in the 90s, 1992, to collect data. And they have all of these data on their platforms, and they just push a button and have the best weather. It's not me telling it. Eh? You can look for it. You can Google it if you want. It's the best weather forecast. So when it comes to back to your questions, being efficient and being effective, it's about being able to have those data and based on those data to get the best predictive planning and the best budgeting you can even imagine. You are not able to do. You then, of course, the human part of it is to evaluate in line with your objectives, brand positioning, new product launch, back to school campaign, Christmas campaign or whatever, if that is what exactly you want to have in your company.
Okay, and I think the way you talk about it makes it sound like a very valuable tool for all of us in the room. But what's the big challenge that we need to watch out for? What means we won't take advantage of it?
The big challenge, I would say, it's a cultural one. We have been working over the last 30 years always in the same way. So it's about starting somewhere. I heard it before in the previous meeting, to start somewhere to change things. To really don't say, no, this is not my responsibility. I have somebody doing it, or I haven't somebody doing it. It's about looking into it. It's very easy. Automation and AI enables all of us every day to run our business operation in a better way. You just need to start. We have examples here in the UK, DAZN headquarter, they started top down. But we have also a small ski between our customers. We have also a small ski resort in the Alps that just said, okay, I want to start. You can imagine DAZN on one side, millions and millions of budgets, and a small ski resort, 1 or 2 million per year.
Does a ski resort use AI?
Because they want to optimize their budget allocation continuously and not afterwards. They want to anticipate what's happening and measure it on a daily basis, not afterwards. It's always too late. You need to anticipate and not to run behind.
Damn, those ski lodges are getting smart now. We need to watch out for them in our multinational businesses. The ski lodges are coming for us. Look, what would you say if everyone had to leave this room with one kind of last piece of advice you want to leave them with about this space?
I leave you with my example. Until one and a half years ago, I was sitting in the automotive industry, which I think, except Tesla, is one of the oldest and most traditional ways of running business operations. And when I joined Mint, because I was a customer of Mint, I really got, speeding up, like getting from somewhere in the past into the future. I know younger generation are more open to that kind of stuff. Do it even more. Believe and trust in this, because AI and automation are going to transform over the next 3 years the way we are running our business. One last data. The entire global market value of advertising spending or investments is growing in an incredible way. Last year, the global market value for advertising was almost $850 billion, globally talking, from the small ski resort to Procter & Gamble. This year, it will raise to $1 trillion. And in 2030, it will be almost 1.5 trillion. By that time, 85% of these investments will be on digital channels. So who will be able to manage, control, and have governance of these amounts of money will be the one leading the market.
Well, look, thank you so much, Salvatore. And I think actually your example of the auto industry and Tesla is a good one, because I believe that when the car was originally created, they believed that it would wipe out all forms of production. The horses were really, really worried, to be honest. And in the same way, I think AI is going to completely revolutionize and create so many more opportunities. We just don't know what they all are yet. So thank you so much for giving us a
glimpse. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio. Stay connected with us on social media using the handle @AdvertisingWeek and visit our website europe.advertisingweek.com for more exclusive content. This podcast was produced by Podcander, the audio conference solution.